What's up, Bulldogs? Today, I'm going to give you 7 ways how to be more masculine. There's no question about this. If you do these 7 things I'm going to tell you about in this video, you will absolutely be more masculine, but you got to do these things and they take time. So we're just going to jump right into this list here, starting with the first one, which is do hard shit. All right. I didn't say going to the gym, working out, that can qualify. I didn't say running a marathon, that can qualify. The point is you got to do hard shit. That might be building a business. That might be going to the gym. It's going to be multiple of those things in many cases, but you got to go out there and do hard shit. Think about David Goggins, right? David Goggins, very masculine guy. Why? He goes out there, he does hard shit. All right. You have to get in the habit of doing shit just because it's hard, doing stuff to make your life harder on purpose and facing that, because that challenge, that fight is what's going to make you stronger. There's a really good book by Ryan Holiday called The Obstacle is the Way. I'll put a link up here in the description. I also have a summary of it in the Bulldog Mindset membership. Click the link down below to join. And he talks about this. He talks about this idea about pushing against something is what makes you stronger. So it's the same concept as lifting weights in the gym. If you go to the gym, if you lift weights, what's going to happen? Your muscles will get stronger because you have resistance. You have something to push against. All right. The second one here, learn to fight. All right. It doesn't mean you have to get into fights. It doesn't mean that you need to go out there and be an asshole and try and start trouble with people. It just means that you need to learn how to fight. You need to be punched in the face, all right? You need to go and join some kind of combat sport. I recommend Muay Thai. I think that's the best thing for you to learn. It's a good workout, and you're also going to learn some valuable skills. And if you do sparring, which you should, you're going to get hit, all right? You're going to get hit, and you're going to feel what it feels like to get hit, and that's going to make you tougher. It's going to make you stronger, right? You can't really be a man until you've been punched in the face. If you haven't been punched in the face, you don't know what it is to be a man. You don't have that masculinity, so you need to develop that. You need to go out there and you need to try yourself against other men. You need to be in combat with other men. Again, sparring, preferably. Don't go out there in the real world and get your ass curb stomped. All right. Think about it. Be smart, right? Don't solve your problems with violence, right? I don't need to tell you all this stuff, but maybe I do. Anyway, go out there and actually join an MMA club. If you want to do jiu-jitsu, I feel like you need to have a little bit more violence to it. You need to actually get punched. So boxing, things like that, go out and do that. It's going to be good exercise anyway. You're going to get in good shape, and it's going to be a nice challenge for you as well. It's going to be a hard thing. So go and do that. All right. Now, the next one, really important. Number 3, face your fears. That means a lot of different things. It means that you need to make a list right now of all your fears, right? In fact, I've got an exercise in Bulldog Mindset membership where we do this. You can check the link down below. So if you're afraid to talk to women, go and do it. I don't care if you think cold approach doesn't work. I don't care. All I want you to do is just to go out there and do it because you're afraid to do it. All right. I want you to jump on a roller coaster. I want you to do something that you're afraid of. Go out on stage and speak. Make a YouTube video. Write a blog post. Whatever it is that you are fearing right now that's within reason for you to do, do it, right? Especially irrational fears. I want you to go out and do that. Socialize. Go talk to people. Do these things that you're afraid to do. Now, I had to do this in my life. I was suffering, all right? I was not very masculine, all right? And you can see the changes over time. If you watch my videos, you can see I did a video where I was talking about going on roller coasters and stuff and overcoming my fears. And before then, you can see the John that was before I started doing these things and the after. And so I'm living proof, right? I am absolutely living proof of all of these things I'm telling you here, because I was weak. I was pathetic. I was not a man. And I eventually start doing these things, and that's what helped me develop my masculinity. So if you're wondering, how did I do it? That's how I did it. Now, the next one here, really, really important. So many guys miss this one. Be around masculine men. That's number 4. All right. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that you need to be around guys. The best way to become a strong man is to be around strong men. All right. So how do you do this? Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple ways. One is if you're doing what I'm already telling you to do, doing some hard shit, you're learning to fight. All right. You're going to be around men as well. Right. So if you get into kickboxing, Muay Thai, you're going to be around strong men. All right. But another thing that you can do that, because I know a lot of you are like, well, it's not available to me, right? There's so many guys, feminine guys today, and the world is soft. Where do I even actually find strongmen? Do I need to join a motorcycle biker gang? No. Bulldog Mindset membership, I created it specifically for you. I have a community in there. We have a Facebook group. We have a Discord server. We have guys that are in there that you can meet, that you can actually talk to and make some friends with, and just being in that environment, right? If you're subscribed to the channel, good, because you're going to be getting information from me, but you need to actually have interactions with other men that are on the same purpose. Now, we'll eventually do a meetup and stuff like that. I've got some stuff planned for membership and stuff like that, but this is a good opportunity. So go ahead and join us. If you haven't already, click the link down below, $7 for the first month. And then, you know, you're just going to love it because you're going to get a chance to be around strong men. But regardless of if you join the Bulldog Mindset membership or not, find a group, find men to be around. There's other men's communities out there. You know, some of them are good, some of them are not so good. I'm not going to talk trash about anyone, but join someone, join some group, be around men that have these ideas, and, you know, try to find the more masculine men that you can, right? I tell guys all the time that want to get good at approaching women, or, you know, get good with women, like, go find some guys that are already doing it, that are already good with it, right? Go find some guys that are hunting. Go find some guys that are doing combat sports. Find some guys that are doing extreme kind of sports, very masculine type of activities, and get around those guys, because that's going to make you stronger. That's going to make you a more masculine man, all right? Now, next one here, number, what is this, 5? Is create boundaries. All right. What does that mean? I've got a good book recommendation. It's called Boundaries. All right. I also have a review on it, or a summary on it, in the Bulldog Mindset membership. Again, there's a ton of resources in there. That's why I keep on telling you guys to go join that and become a top 5% man. But the book is called Boundaries. And regardless of whether you read the book or not, the simple thing is this: you need to stop letting women walk all over you, men walk all over you. Stop taking crap from people. It doesn't mean you use your combat ability to punch people in the mouth. It means that you withdraw your attention. You do not allow people in your life to mistreat you, especially your family, right? A lot of you guys are guilty of this. You're a pussy because your family is making you one, because they are bullying you. They're walking all over you. They're making you feel guilty all the time. You need to cut the crap, all right? When someone does something to disrespect you, or they're not treating you right, you tell them. And then if they continue, you just leave. You just exit the conversation, exit the relationship if you need to. You take it to that extreme. You just have to have this idea of, like, no one is going to treat me the way that I don't want to be treated. I expect a certain level. I have a standard of how I'll be treated. And you have to hold to that, even if it means losing jobs, even if it means losing friends, even if it means losing relationships, even if it means losing family members. You have to hold to that as a man if you want to be more masculine. That's a hard one. Next one. Stop asking permission. This is number 6. Stop asking, especially when it comes to women. Don't ask, can I kiss you? Don't ask these questions. Just go for it. Don't ask her, what is she like? Don't say whatever in the bedroom. No, you just do what you want to do. You tell her, you tell people what you want. You communicate. It doesn't mean they have to listen to you. It doesn't mean that they're always going to agree with you, but you tell them what you want and you do what you want, right? Now, again, people are going to fight you sometimes. It doesn't have to go your way all the time. But the problem is that so many of you guys are out there asking permission. Stop it. Stop it. Stop saying sorry. Stop saying please. Start just doing what you want and asking for what you want. Very, very important. And then last one here, number 7, is trust yourself. All right. Stop relying on other people's judgment. Stop caring whether people like what you're saying, agree with what you're saying. You need to rely on your own judgment. Trust yourself. You need to have a high degree of trust in yourself. Rely on yourself. Believe that you're going to make it through situations. Believe that you have a solution. Even when you don't have a solution, be a leader. Step up and say, okay, I will figure this out. I will make this happen, right? Then women can rely on you. They will trust you. Then other men can follow you and rely on you. To be more masculine is to take it upon yourself and to say, look, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to figure this out. I got this, all right? So those are 7 ways to be more masculine. Let me know which one is the most important tip, which one that you like the best. Make sure you join the Bulldog Mindset membership if you haven't already. And if I missed a tip, go ahead and leave one in the comments below.